Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman. Leslie, what do you do to tell our audience what you do to fill your days?
Oh, gosh. I coach executives and entrepreneurs. I'm preparing for my many speeches that I give, writing blogs, right now working on actually marketing and doing things like now I have a new Instagram account. I mean, you know, God, there's so much now with digital, right?
I know. It's killing us. It's killing us.
But it's so critical. And, you know, coming back to business owners and women, and this applies to both, but even more so women, we've got to be on top of innovation. Mm-hmm. We've got to be participating in the opportunities in the digital world today if we're going to grow our businesses, right?
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you talk about it in your book, you know, and it's also in sales. There's so many opportunities, and I think that's another way that women in general perhaps take less advantage of it because it requires more time and effort.
And they think they don't have enough time. So
exactly.
We're talking about the challenges. If there are extra ones, and Leslie says there are, and I think she's right, if there are extra challenges for women to grow a business than it is for men, not to start one, but to grow one. And of course, I said earlier, you know, the fundamental challenge for all of us is getting out of our own way. Mm-hmm. And I think almost everything we've talked about has been along those lines, hasn't it, Leslie? Sometimes you make yourself believe things that just aren't true, don't you?
Right. Absolutely.
So if I could give women one thing, and I've said this before, if I could give women one thing, I would give them more self-confidence. If I could give men one thing, I would tell them to dial back the ego a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you know, if we could level it out a little bit. What do you think about the self-confidence thing?
Well, I absolutely agree 100%. I mean, in fact, that is the number one difference, and research has shown that, Jim, between men and women in their ability to lead and manage, whether it's a small business or in the corporate world. They have the equal on soft skills and hard skills. The difference is the women have less confidence. Mm-hmm. And so,
why do you think that is? Is it biological? Is it environment? Is it how people are raised? I mean, I was talking to a woman the other day, and I said, you know what? Men never buy clothes and think this will make me feel more confident. We never associate our self-confidence with what we wear, but women do.
And it's an important part of it. But I think it does go back to the way we're brought up and being the good girl, you know, the nice girl, the polite girl, the do the right thing, always be taking care of people.
Always smile when you're taking a picture.
That's right. Don't argue. Yeah. Don't speak out.
And don't forget pretty feet when you're having your picture made. Pretty feet, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I think it starts very young, whereas guys can get out there and it's okay to get dirty and it's okay if you get in a little fight.
Right.
And it's okay to argue. Don't argue if you're a girl. Be nice. You know, it starts young, and we have to. That's the thing that just perpetuates.
This is one of the reasons why I encourage parents to get their daughters involved in sports.
Yes,
it's one of the best things you can do for a young girl.
Agreed. And that's why Title IX became so important.
Right.
Having sports opportunities available to girls through high school and college at the same level as boys. It's made
a
difference.
I got one minute. Last thoughts on women growing their businesses.
My last thought is get out there. Don't just sit in your office or your company. You've got to network. You've got to build trusted relationships. That helps your self-confidence. You learn from each other. And you should be doing that, not just women with women, women with men. We need to get out of the office. More happens when you're connecting with people and building relationships. We learn from each other. We get introductions to new people. Don't be alone.
And don't be afraid to break things. And how about this, Leslie? Hang out with more men and not all women. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. That's why I lead a Vistage group that has men and women in it.
Yeah,
watch the guy.
Watch the guys break things. Watch them break things and see what they do with it.
That's right.
Hey, Leslie,
exactly.
I need your website one more time.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
Hey, Leslie, you're the best. Come back soon.
Oh, so are you.
See you next time. Leslie Grossman. Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen. We love having her on the show. She'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.